These problems don't lend themselves to easy solutions, but they are problems that require good people to act courageously.
Keith Boykin encouraged a crowd of nearly 400 people at the Student Center to not be bystanders when it comes to injustice. He says if you want to see change, you have to take action.
The climate in the country today is not about love, it's about fear and hate. And so we've vilified the most vulnerable people in our country. I think that's a tragedy that Dr. King certainly spoke against repeatedly throughout his life.
Many of those who listened closely to Boykin were EMU students who are eager to make a positive change in the community. Senior Zanaya Beatty was among them.
It's very important because while we want to show love and we want to make sure everyone is included, that entails us actually addressing the issues that we have. You don't address the issues and you're just turning a blind eye to it.
Professor of English Literature Heather Neff was glad to hear that Boykin spoke about addressing social concerns with nonviolence. She says it continues to teach Dr. King's message.
That is to say, to help us become more aware of the things in this nation that need to be addressed with all immediacy, but at the same time suggesting methods through existing programs, new programs, and very positive ways of thinking of bringing us together to create positive change.
U.S. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who received an MLK Humanitarian Award, also encouraged the crowd to take action against injustice. Jorge Avillon, 89.1 WEMU News.